You know that in the United States they have an annual Thanksgiving Day, a day when they give God thanks for all his blessings to their nation. It has its roots in the arrival of the Puritans and in the founding of their nation. But the Bible says that we shouldn't just give God thanks once a year, we should give God thanks every day of the year. We're not all that good at it. You know how we say we're not half thankful enough, and we all know it. Instinctively, we know that we are not thankful enough. Well, in today's reading, the Apostle Paul says that we should give God thanks for everything, every day. Now, it's easy to give God thanks for good things when you get up in the morning and life is going with a swing and the sun is shining and everything's going your way. Then it's easy to give God thanks for some things. But to give God thanks for everything, for bad things, surely not. Well, Paul was writing from prison. He was actually a prisoner when he wrote these words. And if you look into these words, you find that what he's really saying is not give God thanks for everything, bad things and good things, because who wants to give God thanks for bad things? But he's saying give God thanks in everything. Give God thanks in everything. And that's a very different matter, because it means that even when things are not going well for us, when life is being bad to us, as it were, there are still reasons to give God thanks in the midst of things. The people of Israel were not good at giving God thanks. They complained all the time. They complained in the bad times, but they also complained in the good times. And Moses said to them before they entered their new land and began their new life that there was danger in not giving God thanks when things were going well. At the very heart of all Christian worship, there is communion, symbolized by this table here, and the word for communion is Eucharist, and that word Eucharist means thanksgiving. So at the heart of all Christian worship, there is thanksgiving. And every Sunday in church, as today, in the second prayer of the service, there is a prayer of thanksgiving. The second prayer always begins with thanksgiving. Jesus himself gave thanks. He took bread on the feeding of the 5,000. He took bread on the night of the Last Supper. He raised it up and he gave God thanks. He thanked God for everything in his life. And remember the story of the lepers, how 10 were cleansed and made well again. Only one came back to give God thanks. And Jesus said, where are the other 9? We're not half thankful enough. If you want to learn to be thankful, then the Bible says you need to learn to pray. We're not very good at that either. We shut our eyes and hope for the best sometimes. But prayer and thanksgiving go together. And if you want to learn to pray, then you can do no better than look at the book of Psalms, which is a book of prayers. 150 of them, right in the centre of your Bible, you find Psalms. Jesus was familiar with the Psalms. He was brought up in the Psalms. They were his prayer book. And the Psalms speak to every emotion known to man. There are Psalms of comfort. There are Psalms of complaint. There are Psalms looking for strength. There are Psalms looking for forgiveness. There are Psalms for every emotion known to man. We can pray in every circumstances. There are Psalms when things are going well. There are Psalms when things are going badly for us. Even the psalmist, all those years ago, more than 2,000 years ago, knew how to give God thanks in everything. Not for everything, but in every circumstance of life. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, with prayer and thanksgiving, make known your requests unto God. And you can pray about anything. There is nothing off limits. You can pray about wee things. You can pray about big things. There's nothing you cannot pray about. If it matters to you, it matters to God. It's as simple as that. Nothing off limits. Nothing that you can't pray about. If you're worried about it, pray about it. If you prayed more, you would worry less. That's the way it works. Prayer in every circumstance, brings home to us that God is present, knows how we're living, knows what's happening to us, knows what we're going through, knows what we feel. We can pray about anything to God, and in our prayers, we can be thankful for everything, in everything. There is a story told of a minister. He was a minister of Shettleston in Glasgow. His name was John White. And John White once made a visit to a home. It was a very difficult visit for him to make because the people in this home were greatly distressed. The wee girl had been run down, knocked over by a car, and had been fatally injured. He went to that house, sat with the family, and in the course of the visit, he said to them, "I will say a prayer before I leave today." And so he began the prayer, "God, we thank you." And as soon as he said the word "thank you," the atmosphere was tense and brittle, and you could feel the emotion of the people in the house that night, because they were thinking to themselves, "We've lost our wee girl, and he is thanking God." But of course, the prayer didn't finish there. The prayer went on to say, "God, we thank you that every day is not like this day. Even in the midst of this awful hurt, in the midst of this awful tragedy, there was cause to give God thanks." And so Paul says, writing himself from prison, going through a bad time, he said, in everything, give God thanks. Be anxious about nothing, but in everything, with prayer and thanksgiving, make known your requests unto God. If we're not half thankful enough, then the answer to becoming more thankful is to become more prayerful. Amen, and thanks be to God for this, his word. We worship God now with our offerings.